Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, You know what it is, right? Yeah. Here we are. Elder Prevost on the Blog Music. Yeah, I know what it is.
You can use the tweet.
I'm just being ordinary. But my ordinary is extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Like I'm being extra.
But I'm just being ordinary.
Yeah.
You think Elder just extra? You think I do the most?
Yeah.
You wanna know how I know? Still just told me so.
They were
power preacher on the mic and the jokes flowing.
Yeah.
And got the nerve to have your ears and your neck glowing. You just extra. You need to stop. You need to get off that prayer line and get a job. He ain't hearing from God now. He just being lazy. That's what he's smoking on. He got him going crazy. But still I call and still I watch and still I listen in. Cause if he make it, I want a piece of them
dividends.
Y'all right on time. All y'all haters, get y'all pad and pen.
Write it down. Now.
Write this down so you won't forget. I want you to remember this. That I'm just being ordinary.
I'm just ordinary.
But my ordinary is extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary? But I'm just being ordinary. I ain't trying to be extra spiritual or extra lyrical. You so hear me, yo. I just move with the spirit when I feel it. In Christ's name, I'm gonna kill it. He a business. Nothing I do no more. It's about the dough. Nothing I do no more. It's for the show. And this a free download. Can't get it in the store. And even bootleggers gon' have it for the show. Start with. Yup, so ain't no stopping me. You should've stayed down. Not to the top of me. Try to overthrow the bounce. That's a conspiracy. Your plans ain't never worked. That's why y'all mad at me. Or rather G-O-D. Because he got my back.
He do
it. Elder is weak. He picking up the slack. He blessed me.
Why?
So I can wreck the track. I bet you rewind it.
I will.
And play it back. I body boys on these beats. And I ain't trying to. When the spirit moving, I can preach an hour or two.
Dang.
So you might as well get comfortable. Cause here we go.
Here we go.
Before I start the sermon, though, I had to let you know.
What?
I'm just being ordinary.
Ordinary.
But my ordinary is extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary? But I'm just being ordinary.
Yeah.
I ain't trying to be extra spiritual. Or extra lyrical, you just a video. I just move with the spirit when I feel it. In Christ's name, I'm gonna kill it. He the realest. I'm just being ordinary.
Ordinary.
But my ordinary is extraordinary.
Extraordinary.
So you think I'm being extraordinary?
I'm being extra.
But I'm just being ordinary.
I'm just being ordinary.
I'm just being ordinary.
I'm
just being ordinary.
Being.
Tell me, I'm just being ordinary.
And we about it up.
Amen, amen, amen on tonight. Praise God. We want to welcome everybody on the line tonight. Hallelujah. I am your host, Elder Andre Prevost, and it is truly a blessing to be on the line once again. And we want to welcome everybody to the Anointed Truth of Christ worldwide. Hallelujah, and uncensored. And we want to welcome everybody tonight to Thursday Night Thunder. Praise God. Hallelujah. Where we make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Where we rock the place. Praise God, making a joyful noise unto God. Hallelujah. Well, we shake the foundations of hell. Hallelujah, with our praise that we give to God. And it is truly a blessing for everybody to be on the line tonight. Hallelujah. We want to thank God for each and every one of you on tonight. Hallelujah. We want to thank God for our speaker on tonight, Sister Valencia Scott. She will be coming forth later on in the service to bring forth the word of God on tonight. Like I said, it is truly a blessing to be on the line tonight. I am your host, Elder Andre Prevost Sr. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you once again, Lord, just for allowing us to come together in your name, to allow us to be in your presence. Once again, Lord, we just want to thank you. We just want to praise you. We just want to magnify your name, for you are truly worthy to be praised. You are truly worthy to be magnified. You are truly worthy to be lifted up, Lord, and we lift you up. Hallelujah. And you said that if we lift you up, hallelujah, you would draw us up unto you. Hallelujah. As you said, the time has come. Hallelujah. Amen. And it has cometh for those that worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. And we thank you on tonight, Lord, that your truth, hallelujah, enlighten us on tonight, that your truth fill our spirits and fill our hearts, that your truth, Lord, not the world's truth, hallelujah, not our parents' truth, hallelujah, not our pastor's truth, Lord, but your truth. Let your truth, hallelujah, fill our hearts on tonight. Open up our ears so that we can receive what the Spirit has to say to the church. And, Lord, we praise you. Lord, we magnify you. And, Lord, we lift up your high and your holy name, for you are truly worthy to be praised. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God for each and every one of you. Hallelujah. We hope you have come with an open heart and an open mind tonight to receive the word of God. Hallelujah. Like I said, Sister Valencia Scott will be coming forth later in the program to bring forth a dynamic word from God. Hallelujah. We're getting ready to go into our time of testimonies and prayer requests. This is the time when we come before the throne of grace and let it be known unto God and unto the witnesses around us how good God is. Hallelujah. We testify on the goodness of the Lord, praise God, to let God know that we appreciate each and everything that he's done. Each and everything that he's done in each and every one of our lives to get us to where we at right now. We tell God we appreciate, hallelujah, that I'm better off today than I was yesterday. Hallelujah. We tell God that I appreciate, hallelujah, that I've matured, hallelujah, from a boy to a man, from a girl to a woman, hallelujah. Praise God. Not just a man or a woman, but a man or a woman of God after, hallelujah, in pursuance of God's own heart. The Bible said it like this, hallelujah, it said, seek ye first the kingdom of God, hallelujah, and his righteousness and all these other things, hallelujah, will follow. And what was he saying? He was saying, if you seek God first, and not the other things. See, we too busy, and we do it in the church. Hallelujah. We preach and we teach people to seek the other things. We tell them how we can go get the other things. Hallelujah. Praise God. When God is telling us not to go after the other things, he said, if you go after me, I'll give you the other things. Praise God. Hallelujah. Remember, amen, when David fell short of the glory of God and God took the prophet to talk to David and the prophet told David in the words of God, God said, I gave you this and I gave you that. And if that wasn't enough, if you would have asked me, oh, Lord, have mercy. If you would have asked me, I would have given you such and such. Hallelujah, praise God. Jesus said it like this, you being evil, and you know how to give good gifts to your children. Praise God. How much more would the Father give to you who is good? Nothing but good. Hallelujah, praise God. You, in other words, you know how to go out there and do your little dirt that you do. Praise God, hallelujah, but you know how to put a good Christmas gift under the tree for your kid. You know how to give them a good birthday gift, hallelujah, as much evil as you do. It's not doing bad. Let's get it straight. I got to tell it like it is. You're not being bad, hallelujah, amen. You're not committing a wrongdoing, hallelujah. The Bible says there's two sides. There's the good side and there's the evil side, not the bad side. See, the bad side don't sound that bad. Hallelujah, praise God. I was just a little bad. Hallelujah, praise God. But no, the side is good, hallelujah, and evil. And you knowing how to be evil. We know how to be evil. We know how to lie. We know how to cheat. We know how to steal. Don't act like you don't know how to do it because you've done it before. Praise God, hallelujah. And if you knowing how to be evil,
He says, how much more will the Father give you who is good? You can give good gifts to your children despite your actions. But God say everything I do is good. So how much more goodness will I give to you if you just ask me for it? Hallelujah. If you just seek me first. Hallelujah. Praise God. Another scripture says it like this. If my children, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek my face. Hallelujah. Then I will hear from heaven. Then I will forgive their sins. Then I will heal their land. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God say the thing that's holding up your progress is you. Hallelujah. Because you're trying to get it on your own without the help of God. Hallelujah. You think, hallelujah, amen, that job is going to help you get, hallelujah, the desires of your heart. You think. Praise God, that position is going to help you achieve that fulfillment that you're missing, that emptiness that you have in your soul. Praise God, and nothing is going to fulfill that except God. Hallelujah. Money won't fulfill it. Hallelujah. Drugs won't fulfill it. Sex won't fulfill it. The only thing that will fulfill it, hallelujah, is God. But yet we are teaching our people to seek after those things. Hallelujah. When Jesus said, clear, don't worry about what you're going to eat tomorrow. Hallelujah. Amen. Look at the birds of the sky. Have you ever looked at them? Praise God. The scripture tells us to look at them, but have you ever looked at them? Praise God. Them birds are fat. Ain't nobody feeding them birds. Hallelujah. Amen. Those are wild birds. They wild. They roam free. Hallelujah. But the Father who is in heaven makes sure that those birds eat. Now watch this. I'm going to take it a step further. God created the birds for you. The Bible says, hallelujah, when he saw that Adam was lonely, he said it wasn't good for man to be alone. Then he created every animal and brought every animal to Adam. And Adam named it. So God brought the bird. Hallelujah, to Adam. Adam named it a bird, so the bird was made for you. Hallelujah, for your enjoyment, for your entertainment, to keep you preoccupied. Hallelujah, the animals were created for you. Praise God. So if God will feed something that he created for you, how much more will he do for the thing that he created for himself? Hallelujah, praise God on tonight. So tonight, as we come forth and we testify, hallelujah, we need to testify and encourage those who may be listening over Blog Talk Radio, those who may have called in tonight, encourage them. Hallelujah, praise God. Encourage them, hallelujah, with your testimony. Tell them where God has brought you from, what God has brought you through. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. So they might be going through the very situation, hallelujah, that you're going through right now. They might be going through it. And they might, hallelujah, need you to encourage them with your words on tonight. Your word might lead them to the word. Hallelujah. Praise God on tonight. So as I open up the phone lines, praise God, and we go, amen, to the throne. Hallelujah, amen. The doors are open. If there's one that has a testimony or a prayer request, the line is open at this time. Will there be one? Hallelujah, on tonight. Praise God. Will there be one on tonight? Amen. Praise God. Well, we just thank God, hallelujah, for everybody who is on the line on tonight. Hallelujah, amen. We will be opening up the line later on for testimonies and prayer requests once again after the word of God has gone forth. Hallelujah. So if you did not get a chance to testify or put your prayer request on the throne of grace, you will have an opportunity to do so, hallelujah, later on in our broadcast. Praise God. Well, let's just go ahead and get right down to the meat, shall we? Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to go ahead, amen, and get to the word of God on tonight. And bringing forth the word of God, hallelujah, is none other, hallelujah, than a woman of God that is well known in the prayer line circuit. Amen. Praise God. She's been, amen, a friend of the part of the family. Praise God. Hallelujah. For a couple of years now. Amen. And she continues to bring the word of God the way God gave the word to her. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that means it's uncut. Hallelujah, praise God. It's not watered down. It ain't stepped on, praise God. We talk about the pure, hallelujah, and unadulterated word of the living God. I am speaking about none other than our very own Sister Valencia Scott. Sister Valencia, you have the floor. It is in your hands. Allow the Lord to use you in a mighty way on tonight.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Elder, to First Lady, to all the saints that's on the line tonight. Let me go to the throne of grace with prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come to you, Father, once again, as humble as I know how, repentant of anything that I've done or said that's not like you, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray you just continue to create in us a pure heart and renew in us the right spirit, Father God. Anything that's not of you, Father, we're praying that you take it out. Continue to mold and shape us into the people of God that you will have us be, Father God. As the word of God to come forth, Father God, we are praying that people will be healed, delivered, and set free. I'm praying that someone be encouraged on tonight or be saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled. In the name of Jesus, Father God, everyone that's on the line with a spoken prayer request and unspoken prayer request, I pray that you touch them all, Father God. You know what everyone is going through on this line. In the name of Jesus, Father God. And as I bring forth the word of God to your people, Father God, I pray that you have me behind the cross, Father God. Speak to me and through me for your glory. In your precious Son, Jesus' name, amen. And amen. And I just want to thank God once again for opportunity to bring forth the word of God to the people of God. And ever since last year, God has been giving me movies back to back in the spiritual standpoint on the word of every movie that he gave me. And I have sent this word out to a few people about me bringing forth this. I don't know if anybody seen this movie, but it's a real good movie. It came out in 1985, and this movie is called Perfect. And what God gave me for this movie, in God's eye, you are perfect. And the definition for perfect is having all the required or desirable elements, qualities, or characteristics as good as it's possible to be. And I'm going to be talking about it's a few people that's in this movie that has sent out the flyer. One person's name is Adam. He is the reporter from Rolling Stone. Then this lady named Jessie, she's a robot instructor. Marcus is boss of the Rolling Stones. Frankie, she's a photographer. Linda, she's the one that goes to the sport connections. And this lady named Sally, she goes to the sports connection as well. But let me start at the beginning. Adam is this reporter. And the definition for a reporter, a person who has reported, especially one employed, to report news or conduct for newspaper or broadcast. But Adam was the type of reporter that he gets his own way when he tried to go out and do stories. And he already had one story. He had two stories that he was assigned to do. And his first story was about a guy named McKenzie, which was dealing with. Alan Lawrence was the reporter assigned to interview a successful entrepreneur accused of dealing drugs. And he is also assigned to come to his second story to expose the fitness clubs where bachelors, they're supposed to be a fitness club where you're just supposed to be working out, but it's actually like a dating club, the way that Adam was trying to expose. Actually, he came to expose that place, but it kind of something changed for him. But McKenzie is somebody that he's supposed to be interviewing, finding out. They said he done drugs and stuff like that, so he got tapes and stuff like that, but that's really just a small part of it. It's two stories that he's supposed to be doing. He's supposed to do a sports club and the McKenzie thing. He done the McKenzie thing and the sports thing. Okay, if he goes to the sports bar, that's when he meets the lady, Jessie. And what he sees is Jessie. She's an aerobic instructor, and she has one of the biggest classes. She does exercise and everything, and she has the biggest class. And by her having the biggest class, he wants to use her as, you know, as a story. And she said she don't want to do a story because she'd been burned before. But she didn't get into details of how she was burned before, but she really did not want to deal with Adam on that standpoint. But one thing about, she started liking Adam and she continued to start talking to him and stuff like that, but he really was just trying to get a story out of her. He was not looking at her like he liked her like that. Now, he found that this woman was attractive, but he really did not just like her like that. He just wanted to get a story. Like I said, he came in and he wanted to expose what's going on in these sport bars. This is what we call sports bars. It ain't no alcohol. It's just a lot of people, they meet up, you know, they work out, but it starts coming out. It's like something like dating. So he was trying to put a spin on it, like they all meeting up. They're not meeting up just to work out. Everybody just meeting up to date. That's what he wanted to try to put out. But as he saw continue to speak with Jesse and stuff like that, she like, I want you to try to come to one of my classes. He like, I will come to one of your classes if you will let me interview you. She said, and I was really starting to like you. So he started liking Jesse. And by him being a reporter, you can't date nobody that you're trying to do a story on. So they had, you know, he said he's not going to do a story on her. So they're going to try to start dating a little bit for a minute. But as he started liking Jesse, he had to actually find another story. But at the same time, he really wanted letting it go. He still, at the same time, was still trying to slick interview this woman. And she caught on that he slick was trying to interview her when she started talking about her past. And also, I talk about this all the time. The enemy always likes to bring up your past, okay? So he wants to talk about this woman's past, which is something had happened to Jesse at the age of 15 when she was on swim team. She had an affair with her coach, okay? A reporter found out about it with Jesse. I'm talking about the aerobic instructor, okay? It was in the newspaper. That's why she said she don't trust people. She have trust issues. That's why she said she did not want to be interviewed. She really did not want to discuss it. But as she's talking to Adam about it, what happened, he's recording her. He got a tape recorder. So she kicked him out the car. You know, she said foul language. You know, she cussed him out and everything like that. She like, she's telling this man, look, I've been betrayed. I got issues as far as trusting people. And as I'm sharing this stuff with you, you recording me? And he already said, he told her now, you cannot, if they have any type of relationship, he can't report, you know, he can't record her. He can't put her in a story or nothing like that. So she just really felt betrayed by him. But one thing, what happened was Adam really started liking her, okay? He really started liking her. Now, I'm talking about the movie Perfect. I'm going somewhere with this, okay? I'm talking about we at a place where everybody doing their rubbers and everything like that. So he realized as she said that she done with Adam, she didn't want to talk to Adam or nothing like that. He had to go find another story, which he found out about a woman named Linda, okay? Linda is a woman that really wanted to be in his story, okay? But everybody knew about this woman named Linda. Around the sport bar, every man in had Linda. I'm just going to say it like that. Every man in had Linda. They talked about Linda very bad. And by him being the type of reporter that he was, with the type of reporter that he is, he recorded raw. I mean, everything that people said about Linda, he wrote it down. And as he was having a conversation about Linda, she was telling him that she wanted to have plastic surgery. She said she wanted to get her nose done. She said she wanted to get some cheekbones and she wanted to get her chin done. He like, but you look great. She said, no, she wanted to be perfect. She didn't believe she was perfect. She had slept with all these type of different men, and she just wanted to be loved. So she wanted to have all this plastic surgery and all this stuff like that. This movie's in 1985. It still tie into what's going on today. People are getting lips, getting injection in their mouth. Folks are getting cheekbones. Folks are getting breast implants. Folks getting booty cheeks and all this. So that's what I'm talking about, perfect. And this world, this day and time, people think that if they get that crap, that makes them perfect. When and God, like what God said, the way that God perfect. And God's eye, you are already perfect. You ain't got to do all this extra stuff to be loved. This woman actually believed that. And she's telling this reporter, not knowing that he is going to actually put it out in the paper, just like she's saying it. The way that he talked, let me back up some before he, Jesse had came by and told him that she was asking Adam not to print the story. He said he's not going to print the story. He said he's going to put her name in it. I'm talking about Jesse, the robot story. He said he's not going to, he said he gave her the tapes. He said, your name is not mentioned in the story. I'm not putting you in this story. Why? Because Adam really liked it, Jesse. He really did not want to hurt Jesse. So he was going on to his next story. So, as okay, he done with Jesse Farris you know, he don't want to record her. Now we back on to the woman, Linda, okay? So him and Jesse make up. Now, she's sitting there. Jesse is reading what he done wrote about Linda. He's talking about how Linda been passed around the bar about all these different type of men, how all the men talk about her, how she just so desperate for love that she'll do anything for love. I'm talking about, he's talking about this woman like a dog. So what he has did is he has betrayed this woman, Linda, as he is her friend. Like, he is writing this nice piece about this nice lady. Actually, what he's doing, he's just turning her down. That's why Jesse had said in the beginning that she didn't want to be part of no story. So when she saw that, she got angry with Adam. She's like, how could you just do that to us? She said, what's wrong with wanting to be perfect? What's wrong with wanting to be loved? She said, it's nothing wrong. He said, it's nothing wrong with it. She said, you're going to ruin this woman's life. I'm talking, this is the reporter. This is what they do, okay? This is what reporters do. They look for you. They prey on you. That's what they do. You find a prey, smile at her. He was a friend, and he was just going to turn her down. But the thing about it, this is what he been doing all the time. But he did not know that he was doing this until he met Jesse. So once he got through talking to Jesse, he said he's not going to do none of it. You know, he erased everything. He said he's not even going to print the story like that. So he changed the whole story into a positive thing. Okay, let me go back to the boss, Mark. You can't go to no positive thing when you've been doing negative all the time. So he changed the story. Mark said, we're not printing this trash. So they said, go into his room, get all his notes. They went and got his notes. They went and found the story where Jesse had the affair with her coach, and they printed all of it and put his name on her. Adam was so upset. He told Jesse, he said, trust me. He said, he's not going to do it. And he did. He changed everything. Man, his boss, he sent Frankie them all up. Frankie's the photographer. They went to Adam, always took all his notes, and they printed everything that Adam had in his notes. And Linda, she was hurt. Jesse was hurt. Everybody was hurt. This was not of Adam doing. This is somebody else coming in, stealing his stuff. And Adam was mad. I mean, Adam was really upset. He came to the job with a bat. He didn't hear this boss, but he busted up his boss office, and he said he quit because he had a right to quit. You don't ghost it. The man printed. He sent the story that he wanted to be printed. Man, they changed what this man printed until he had something really nice. They didn't want nothing in the newspaper nice. They wanted something in the newspaper real dirty. And that's what happened when you – I always talk about this all the time. I'm still talking about perfect. I'm going somewhere with this. He wanted to do right. He been doing wrong for a very long time. He met Jesse. Jesse made him see something totally different, something that he been doing all the time. But Jesse, like, don't do it this way. By the way she expressed how she feel, he like, I want to change. I don't want to do it this way. Okay, you know, every time you want to try to do something right, the enemy always coming. His enemy happened to be the boss, okay? Because now I'm talking about, this is the newspaper. This is Rolling Stone. This is, people are reading this magazine about Linda, reading the magazine about Jesse. So she heard of stuff like that. Then she done with Adam. She don't want to talk to Adam no more. She just done. Now he got to go to court. I'm talking about the McKenzie case, about the drug deal. He got taped. One thing Adam said, when Adam say, I give you my word, he mean it. Now he told Jesse, I give you my word, you will not be in this story. That was not a lie. He did not do that. Somebody else did that. That was his boss. And then the McKenzie thing, this man went to jail. They said, you got to give us these tapes, Adam, or you're going to go to jail. He said, well, he's going to go to jail because he gave McKenzie his word. That's what I'm talking about. That's called character. He have a great character. But let me back up about perfect. I'm backing up about being perfect. Okay, everybody that was going to this place, everybody working out and stuff like that. So in this day and time, you got to be skinny with the big old boobs or the big old butt, or you're not gonna always be skinny. You might be fat. You might have a gap. You might got big teeth. You might got small teeth. You might have hair. You might not have hair. You might have eyelash. You might not have that. This image that this world is portraying, that we got to be perfect. You got, what in this world, especially for black people, perfect in this black, in the black race is Beyonce. That's what they consider perfect, okay? That's what the world standpoint is perfect. The black men, okay, perfect, I don't know, like Puff Daddy. I mean, that's what's perfect from the world standpoint. But what does God say about us being perfect? Woman of God, do you have those scriptures? We're about to move forward with these scriptures. But what does God say about perfect? Because as this woman pointed out, hard out to a reporter, she's talking about a nose that God gave her. This woman talking about she's going to get a chin. like something wrong with her chin. Then she's talking about getting cheekbones. We see all this stuff on TV. We see all this Maybelline, all these dresses, all these type of things that we see of the world. And we say that we okay with ourselves. We say we don't need this, so why do we have it? Why does it seem like so many saints got an identity crisis? I said it before. I've never seen so many sexiest evangelists. Evangelists ain't sexy. We're supposed to be holy. We're supposed to be set apart. Why is everybody 15 in? I said this woman's from 1985. Okay, this woman talking about having surgery. People this day and time. I talked to a powerful woman of God. Folks don't even want to go to the gym and work out. They want to go have the surgery. They don't get the tummy tuck. They don't want to work out. Nobody want to work out. Everybody want to be this image that they see. Like, I don't, to me, I don't think it's attractive a man walking around with no tight suit. It's so many men walking around with that tight suit cover. That's a style. No, you need to take that tight suit off because men don't supposed to have on tight clothes, okay? They're supposed to have on like a suit, you know, like a full suit. Don't look supposed to be fitting a man, but this world image, everybody looking like, everybody looking the same. We're the saints. How can somebody tell that we the saints? How can they tell when everybody's fitting in? This one talking about perfect. Everybody is doing the same thing. I always talk about me. I'm very peculiar. I'm not like everybody else. I don't want to fit in. I don't want to look like nobody but Valencia. I don't want to do what they doing. I'm not fit, even though I ain't finna go, look, I'm 40, 41, okay? Okay, I ain't 20. So I'm not going to look like I did when I was 20. I'm not finna go get nothing lift. Okay, I'm not having no surgery. It's already bad enough. It's already bad enough. I got wigs on, and that come from making bad decisions when I was younger. I'm finna tell y'all. And I'm telling y'all now. I'm finna say it now. I don't know who on the line. I don't really care. Don't look. Don't let y'all young girls get lashes. Because what they do is they put these lashes on those young girls, and they don't have no lash no more, and it make them come back. Stop letting these girls get all that weave in their head. They're going to be bald-headed before they're 24 because they got this quick weave stuff that they glue to the women's head, and they don't have no hair. Okay, it's a trick. Okay, I'm letting y'all know it's all a trick. Everybody, it's like in this day and time, saints, folks walking around in this thing of lust. Ain't nobody real. It's like you walking around with a whole bunch of mannequins going. It's mannequins. It's mannequins. A man don't want no mannequin. A man want a real woman. And a man want a woman that's different. A true man want a woman that don't look like everybody else. That ain't got all that mess on. I love my makeup and my stuff. I don't wear makeup every time I walk out the house. I don't need no makeup. Do you know who you are? I'm talking about. I'm talking about perfect. I'm talking about this woman has some ears. It's people that do this, okay? It's people that do this, even though this is a movie. This woman, thank God that Adam heard Jesse. But another reporter, they wouldn't care. Everything that woman said, they're going to put this stuff out there and everybody would have been reading it, talking about, look, she have a passive surgery. She just slept with everybody. You know how people are. You know people are cool, how they'll talk about. This woman didn't think that their man would do that, but this is how that woman feel. And, yes, she did want love. She did. And I'm saying, we all want love, to be honest, but it's a way about going to get love. When God said that he loved us, woman of God, you got those scriptures. Can you read those scriptures, please?
Yes, ma'am. Okay, the first scripture is coming from Romans chapter 12, verse 2, and it reads, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." And the second scripture is coming from Matthew chapter 5, verse 48. And it reads, "Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect." And the next scripture is coming from 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. And it reads, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hadn't torment. He that feared is not made perfect in love." Amen.
Okay, if God and not, okay, God, only thing that's perfect is God. And God have made, everybody is different. Everybody don't even supposed to be looking the same anyway. Everybody is different. So why is it that saints, so we do it? I'm telling y'all, we do it. We do it too now. We have to be careful with it because God's the one that gave him the word. I want to do another word. He said bring perfect. We slip into this society thing and be trying to fit in and do what these people are doing. We're not supposed to be doing nothing that they're doing. We don't supposed to look a halfway like nobody. Everybody's supposed to be looking different. And it's time out for identity crisis. It's time just to love yourself the way that you are. If anybody noticed lately how what I post on my Facebook about so much about how to be different, I don't get a lot of likes. I ain't going to never get a lot of likes. Why? Because I'm different. I'm not finna fit in. I'm not finna compromise for somebody who can like me. When God already approved me, he said, like when God gave me inner beauty, I will praise thee for I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. That means I'm supposed to be different. That means I can't fit in. It means I'm already perfect. He already approved. He said that I'm perfect with my big old lips, with my big old teeth. I used to hate my teeth. I used to hate my big old lips. I used to hate the way that I look. How dare I tell God I don't like what he made? How dare I insult my father and say I don't like what you made? How dare I say I want to look like somebody else when he made me the way he want me to look? Why would I change what God made? What I'm skinny, what I'm fat, what I have hair, what I not have hair. I'm still beautiful because God said so, not because of this world or what man say. That's why I think I have to get away from social media. I have to get off Instagram. I can't do what everybody else do. I can't fit in. He won't let me because he need me to bring forth the word to his people. And how can I tell anybody something if I'm doing what everybody else doing? I don't do it. Like this thing, like, okay, let me see Snapchat. I have my reason why I don't do it. People say ain't nothing wrong with it. For one, for a person like me, see, I'm a type of, I'm honest about me. I am a type of woman that had self-esteem issues. I never thought that I was pretty enough. I'm talking about me. You can't say nothing about me talking about me. I didn't think I was pretty enough. Snapchat make you look better. It don't. Snapchat is an app. It make you look better. And if I go do something like that, I would depend on an app to say that I'm pretty. Why would... And I'm going to say this, why the hell would I go through an app and tell, because the app say I'm pretty. I take my picture with all my big nose, my teeth yellow, what? However, I take a regular picture. I don't do Snapchat to each his own. I don't, because I was like, I got to take Snapchat because Snapchat made me look better. I'm talking about I would do it. I would do it. I see so many people doing it. They're like, it's just an app. No, baby, you said it's just an L. Okay, it's just an L. Why every freaking picture? You got to use Snapchat. They're addicted to Snapchat. I'm telling you, I see a lot. I don't say anything. I see all this stuff on the social media going on. I'm like, everybody is lost. Do anybody see God without the phone? Can anybody turn the doggone phone off? Can you leave your phone at home and spend time with God, with your creator? Can we do that instead of just, it's too much worldly. Perfect. This world is so jacked up, don't nobody really know what perfect is. Perfect is Christ. Perfect is God. And God made all of us exactly the way he wants us. So why do we try to change it? Why do we even try to fit in a little bit? The things we do, I have. I'm talking a little bit. I have. And I said, I can't do it. I told you, I can't anyway. God won't let me. I cannot fit in. I can't do what everybody else do. I just can't fit in. I tried it before. It just don't work for me. I cannot do it. I am different, and I need to stop. I'm not going to apologize for the way that I am because God made me like this. God, when I look in that mirror, all of us, we look in that mirror, God's telling yourself you love what you see. You say I'm perfect because God said I am, not because of what this world say. Do you really think that you're beautiful because you get 19,000 likes? If you think that, if that's the main thing that's important to you, it's something you need to really check yourself. You really care about what somebody say on social media that don't really even know you. This is the world that we live in, saints. That's what the TV say do. The TV say look like this. The TV say do like this. The TV say if you do like this, you get married. All this guy. I was talking to another powerful guy, a woman of God. I'm talking about this world so doggone messed up. Folks, they don't even do relationships now. They're doing witchcraft. It's just jacked up. Everything is just messed up. Ain't nobody seeking God. Everybody making their own, they make themselves a God, making this social media a God, making these telephones a God, this TV a God. Are you really seeking God? Where God at? Are you seeking him? Because if you're really seeking him, you're supposed to be standing apart. You're supposed to be so different that they notice. At my job, they notice that I'm different. They talk about me all the time. All the time. But if I was doing what they doing, what would they, where the light at? It's supposed to be a light where you are. They're supposed to notice there's something different about you. If you're blending in, some ain't clicking. You ain't representing your father. But it's, I said it in the bathroom when I was praying there. He said, you deny me in front of people, I bet I deny you in heaven. He is looking for those type of saints. He's looking for the saints that won't compromise. Stop trying to be perfect. Stop trying to be this mess that you see on TV. Because I'm going to say, Dale Gibbons said it on Kings of Comedy. She said, y'all women better be stressing y'all self out, won't have eat. Talk about be passing out there to drive you ain't eating like that. Say you because you want to look like Beyonce. She said, you better stop stretching because those bees not real. That's what she said. They not real. Want to walk around like an image that you see on a magazine? A magazine, really? That's not real. Be you. Be you. Just be you. That's God made us all different. Everybody's supposed to be looking different. Everybody's supposed to be looking the same. Too many people look the same. It's too many identity crisis going on. Stop changing stuff. You don't need no nose job. You don't need no cheekbones. You don't need no lips and jet. You don't need no breast implant. You don't need no Tommy Tuck. You don't need no booty injection. It's just too much. It's like, where the real? It's no real. Where God at? Get some God in you instead of what you see. I see too much of what the people see instead of people putting the word of God inside you. God gave me this word about perfect. Perfect. The movie is perfect. I like, okay, you want to bring the movie out perfect? Yeah. Everybody at the gym, everybody working out, that's cool, but everybody in there looking for love, flicking, looking for love. It's about dating out. I know you're supposed to date, but you're going to the gym to meet up with somebody. I mean, you're trying to tell me you're that desperate for love. People won't wait on God no more. Won't nobody fast no more. Wait on God. Consecrate. Pray for your husband. Wait. Won't nobody wait. Your folks got everybody on the Christian dating site. Christian dating site, really? I'm telling y'all, I don't say much. I just say, God, help. Help. I say, God, help. It's when people are lost. And the ones that say today, the same thing, the main ones that's lost. I'm like, how you don't see this stuff? You can't see it if you always own her. See, I get in a secret place. I have to get in a secret place where he can speak to me. Because I used to be on there all the time. And because I'm so holy, and now God made me get off, y'all. He said, get off there. He said, how you going to bring anything to my people if you always on there? He said, get off there. He said, I want you to see something. I want you to bring something to my people. Like Elder said, I'm a straight shooter. I don't care about what you think. Honey, I've been in the world. How am I going to be ashamed now? I lived in the world. I ain't care what they thought when I was in the world. I really ain't going to care what nobody say now. So, but God tell me to say something, do for I'm going to do it. I'm a straight shooter. I'm going to tell it just the way it is. Faith, we got to wake up. We got to wake up. We can't, don't compromise. Don't be like this world. Have your own unique style. What's unique about you? What is unique about you besides your looks? What's unique besides your looks, honey? What else you got going on? Because if y'all heard what I said about the movie Perfect, because God just brought that to my attention. He just brought that to me. That woman said that she wanted to get her face done. She didn't say that she wanted to go work on nothing else but her face. And that's what I see on social media. Everybody want to work on their face or they want to work on their body, but ain't nobody working on it hard. What about that anger problem you got? What about that unforgiveness that you keep walking around that you want to let go? You working on the outside, babe. What an inner man. God gave me inner beauty. So it's so deep for me. It's so profound to me. So it's an inside job. It ain't your outside. It's the inside. What's going on with you on the inside? Stop trying to fix that outside up, baby. Fix the inside up. Because it's a lot of folks that's broken. You might be on Facebook cheesing your butt off, but baby, on the inside, you just so grown. You just so lost. You just got that mask on. Take your mask off, baby. Take it off. You okay, God love you. If people really understand, if people really get how much God love us, that's not this. If you really understand the love that God has, because see, love, God love is so deep. It's no human love. It's so doggone real, it's so unconditional. I mean, with every flaw. And when you know that God love with every flaw, I mean every flaw. God not like man. And when you really, really know who you are in him, a lot of this other foolishness, it will just stop. And everybody will stop having identity crisis. But that's all God gave me. He gave me this movie. It's a good movie. Check it out, y'all. It's a really good movie. Y'all check it out. It's called Perfect. It's from 1985. Jamie Lee Curtis in and then John Travolta, he in the movie. It's a really good movie, especially the way that I brought forth the words. You'll start catching some stuff as you look in the movie. You're like, wow, because every time God give me, I don't see it at first until he give me the right, he gets to give it to me, because I'll be knowing what he going to give me. Because I didn't, this, I want to do the Karate Kid. I already told, I said, Jennifer, I'm bringing the Karate Kid. She said, okay, but this is what you bring. I said, girl, I'm bringing perfect. I don't run nothing. God, do I already had the Karate Kid written down there? He said, no, you're going to bring perfect. And I had to do that today. So this had to be out. He wanted me to talk about this. So that's all I have, Elder. It's back in your hands. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask that you refill the woman of God with the virtues that she has poured out onto us tonight, Lord, and that you continue leading her and guiding her, Lord, continue molding her and shaping her, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for the revelation that you give the woman of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. On tonight, we thank God. Hallelujah for that word on tonight. Amen. We thank God for the scriptures she brought forth on tonight. Hallelujah. Be not conformed to the images of this world. Hallelujah. Praise God. I've noticed, amen, from the time I was a child and to now how the church has conformed to the images of this world. Praise God. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on in the church nowadays that we did not allow. Hallelujah, in the church back in the day. Hallelujah, we've been conforming, hallelujah, praise God, to the images of this world. We want to be cute like the world is. Hallelujah, amen. We want to look like the world. We want to behave, amen, like the world. Praise God. And I like the way the woman of God brought out the fact that the woman wanted to work on her outer beauty, hallelujah, and did not want to work, hallelujah, on her inner beauty. Praise God on tonight. That's the most important thing, the inner beauty. What's on the inside? Hallelujah. That's what counts. Praise God. We want to open up the line once again. If there's somebody on the line tonight, maybe you didn't get a chance to testify earlier in the program, hallelujah. Perhaps maybe you just have a word of encouragement for the woman of God on tonight. Hallelujah. We want to open up the line at this time. Hallelujah. Will there be one on tonight?
Well, praise the Lord, Pastor. Pastor Prevost, to Valencia.
Amen.
That was a message.
Amen,
I tuned in late. I was kind of busy here, but that was the message. That's the message I'm going to send to my daughter. You know, and my nieces need it too. You know, because it turns me off. It's such a big turnoff. You know, I wasn't the attractive boy in school either, so I know how it is. I still ain't going around cutting my eyelashes and stuff like that, and the guys are doing it now, and I say it don't seem too masculine to me, truthfully, you know. And the women, you know, I'm single now. I have gone out with dates, and it's a turn off. It's a serious turn off, all the paint, because you're not looking at that person. You're looking at, you know, like the sister said, a mannequin, something unreal. If I'm looking at you and you're not real, then what's inside it is not real either. You're phony. You're fake. You know, it's no, nothing but trouble, and I'm going the other way. And then, you know, you talk to people, you know, because, you know, you're talking to get to know each other, and I say how I feel, and they get offended. Okay, well, so now I know this ain't going to work, so I'll see you later. Because why are you getting offended just because I'm telling you that, you know, I'm a person that makeup is a real turnoff. I like the natural. I think what God made is the best. God made everything perfect. When he made Eve, he didn't have stuff. You know, and most, especially with black women out here, they don't need all that stuff. It's a serious turnoff. I mean, really, it just turns me off, icks me, and then you see them. And I used to be, you know, like I think most guys, a big lust, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But now you look at them, all this makeup on and clothing that is, like, totally, like, indecent, like, wouldn't be caught dressed like that back in the 70s, you know what I'm saying? And all you see is something stanky, and you go the other way. Maybe it's because I'm older now. I don't know, but they just look stanky. Word said. I love that message, sister.
Amen, amen. We thank God for you, Brother Darrell. Hallelujah. Amen, absolutely. The woman of God brought forth something, too, about that Snapchat, praise God, those pictures. some Photoshop pictures that be on the internet. Praise God. A friend of mine told me back in the day, he said he went to meet a girl he met on Facebook, and he said that was not the picture, hallelujah, that she had on her profile. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. We're not meeting the people that we portray ourselves to be. Hallelujah. They got a whole show about that. It's called Catfish. Praise God. Hallelujah. But some of us are catfishing people with our own pictures. Praise God. Oh, Lord. With our own pictures. Hallelujah. Amen. Do we have another comment on the line on tonight? Praise God.
Praise the Lord, Elder. This is Jennifer, everyone else from Long Island, New York. I did not hear the beginning. I was on a business call, but God knows. I just thank God. The word, I'm sure, is always, like, on time. God is a God of on time and God. And actually, I'm being honest, I'm not a man, but certain men, sometimes they will have a good thing. The imitation, temptation is real. It goes for both parties. But at the same talking, it's like you have something natural, you know, but you prefer to go with the Beyonce. It's just an image.
Let's go. Let's
Beyonce
go.
Does not care about you, you know, and that goes for the women too, you know, and I'm just keeping it real. You know, I don't want a man with big belly. I want the six-pack and all of that, you know? So at the same talking, like me, I'm going to personalize it. I work out because it motivates me. I'm not doing it for nobody, for self. But at the same talking, I be seeing these women at the gym, Elder and everyone else. Are you at the gym? You wearing makeup, lipstick, and blah, blah, blah. I mean, why did you come? You know, no offense. Like you, I went to yoga. You had yoga. No offense. You know very well. You certain things people want to fit in. Let's be honest. I like honesty. Tell me the truth about myself, and the truth hurts. Why you? No offense. Do you know what I'm not gonna say? You know you weigh over 350, and you in a yoga class, really?
Truth be told, keep on talking. You're telling the truth.
You can always tell the truth.
Truth be told.
Hey, man, Sister Jennifer, did we lose your praise God?
Oh, not.
Oh, yeah.
It's always a pleasure, Elder and First Lady. I love being on the line. God bless you, everyone. You know, I'm not being funny. Nothing wrong with thickness and everything. Just a man gonna love you for you. You know, the man gonna love you for you. Like, for you. It's about your heart. You know, it's like God sees the heart of man. God doesn't care about your outside appearance. God look at the heart. The word says a contrived, broken heart. Even if the heart isn't lined up in God's, you know, presence, if God is not pleased with it, but God can restore. You know, it's like too much. I mean, like me, I love my man. I really do. And I, you know, when I, you know, I'm just at the point, it's like it be older women that act worse than younger women. And I'm like, oh,
yeah, you're right.
But at the same talking, like my uncle, he's divorced and everything. And like you said, sir, I don't know who it is. He was like, wait, on your profile picture, you know, and then when you said that, I'm sorry, I'm not laughing at you. I'm like, okay, he told us the story. She looked old, but in person, he's like, wait, you don't look like, you know, my uncle. He was like, you know what, everything was just not who she was. So I can totally relate, sir. I mean, be you. I mean, I'm sorry. I can't be nobody else but Jennifer. Sometimes my mouth does get me in trouble, and God's still working on me. But at the same talking, I'm not going to impress anybody. If you don't like all of me with my flaws, with my nasty ways and all of that, and God knows I'm telling the truth, then I'm sorry. I'm not going to be somebody that to make you happy. So God bless you.
Amen. Amen. We thank God for you, Sister Jennifer, on tonight. Hallelujah. You know, she's absolutely right. Praise God. Men don't fall in love with what's on the outside. Men are like God. We made in his image. We don't really fall in love with what's on the outside. Hallelujah. We might be in lust with what's on the outside. Hallelujah. We don't fall in love with what's on the outside. We fall in love with what's on the inside. If you ain't got a good heart, if your mind ain't right,
that's right.
Hallelujah. Amen. Mm-hmm. If you got a little bit of too much crazy in you, hallelujah, amen. That's not a turn on. You can look as gorgeous as you want to look, but if something ain't right on the inside,
mm-hmm.
hallelujah, amen. That's a major turn on. Praise God, hallelujah. I remember I have an aunt. She's still living. Amen. Praise God. And I remember she's one of the few women that no person has seen without makeup on. Hallelujah. No person has ever seen this woman without makeup on. You know why?
Wow.
And I know why, because one night when I was younger, we went on a trip. Amen. And we all had, you know how we do when we go on a week trip or a couple of days. We all, five of us, get one hotel room. So the kids on the floor, grown folks in the bed. So I'm on the floor around 4 a.m. This woman gets up when everybody else is asleep, washes her face, does her makeup in her hair, and gets back in the bed. Hallelujah. Praise God. I told her, amen, when Beyonce came out with that song, I woke up like this, she stole it from you. Praise God. Hallelujah. And what I'm trying to say is, when you start putting on a facade for people, that's something you got to keep up. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. You got to keep that up. If I met you like this, you can't just switch up on me. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Now, this is not who you are. Chris Rock had a joke one time. He said, when you meet somebody, you're not really meeting that person. You're meeting their representative. Praise God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Amen. And so that tells us, amen, because a lot of us are older on the line, and a lot of us are wise. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Regardless of age on the line, we've learned, or we either have the wisdom, amen, to know that everything that glitters ain't gold. Just because it looks good,
amen,
hallelujah, don't mean it is good. Praise God.
Yes.
Some of us have learned everything that feels good to us ain't good for us. Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
Praise God.
Amen.
So that word that the woman of God brought forth tonight about being perfect, about trying to please everybody around you when you are made in God's image. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You can't be more perfect than being made in the image of God. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. If you believe you're made in the image of God, hallelujah, then the person, that's why we can't be trying to look, hallelujah,
mm-hmm.
for that person, that one, amen, because by you looking requires your eyes. Y'all don't hear what I'm saying. It requires your eyes. You looking for that person, amen, and whoever that person might be might not be pleasing to your eye. Hallelujah, praise God. So you need to be searching with your heart. Hallelujah, and let your heart connect with someone. Praise God. Amen.
Yes.
You ever look, been out, you seen a couple, what is she doing with him, or what is he doing with her? Hallelujah.
Preach.
Praise God. What is Beyonce doing with Jay-Z? Because it ain't got nothing to do with money. Hallelujah. Praise God. I know some of y'all think Jay-Z cute, but I've heard some women say that he up with him. So what is she doing with him? Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, how did that happen? Praise God, because it was a heart thing. It wasn't an eyesight thing.
Preach.
Praise God.
Preach. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
If the heart don't match up, it ain't going to work. Praise God.
I don't care how good you look.
Praise God.
Yes.
Let me say this, and we're going to move forward. But let me say this. If y'all recall the wedding in Canaan, when Jesus went to the wedding in Canaan, hallelujah, he went to the wedding. Amen. And he sat down at the wedding, and then his mama came and told him they was out of wine. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that caught my attention, because back then a wedding wasn't nothing but a party.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
It lasted for about 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks, sometimes a month. We've been to some of them parties. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. It lasted about a week, 3 months. I mean, two or three weeks. Praise God. It was a long party, and all they did is celebrate the marriage of these two people coming together in a union. Now, I know y'all saved, we saved, and y'all don't know. All y'all have forgot what all the elements of a party is. Praise God. But when we got a party, you got food at the party. Hallelujah. You got music at the party. Hallelujah. You got people at the party. And the most important element of a party, hallelujah, is the alcohol. Praise God. Now, when you look at this wedding, Jesus is walking up to this wedding. Him and the disciples, they walking up to the wedding, and the wedding looks like it has all the elements of a party. It's people dancing, it's people eating, it's music playing. But there ain't no alcohol. See, a lot of us look at other people's situations, praise God, and it looks like it's a regular party. It looks like they got everything going on, but then when you get deeper into their lives, you find out ain't no alcohol at their party. Praise God.
Yes.
Alcohol is the
yes.
life of the party. I know y'all don't do none of that. Alcohol is the life of the party. If it ain't no alcohol at the party, you really sitting around bored. The music don't feel the same. Hallelujah. Okay, maybe it was just me. Maybe I was the only one. I had to have a little buzz when I was at a party in the world because it wasn't the same. I had to have a little buzz. If it wasn't no buzz, it wasn't no party. I was going home. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
A lot of us look at other people's parties and we wish our party was like their party. Praise God. But they party ain't got no alcohol. It got all the other elements. It looked like it's all good, but it really ain't. Praise God,
mm-hmm.
hallelujah. And like the woman of God was just saying, praise God, hallelujah. We have to, amen, not want to conform to the image of the world because people in the world look like they got it going on. If they got it going on, why are they killing themselves? Praise God, hallelujah. Think about it. I was thinking, me and my wife were talking about this the other day. There are people that are on the streets homeless. Hallelujah. They don't know when they're going to get their next meal. Hallelujah. They don't know when they're going to get a chance to bathe. Hallelujah. They don't know. They just lost. They just out there, and they don't have no way of getting no money, none of that stuff, praise God. And they are not trying to kill themselves. They're not trying to take their lives. Hallelujah. They're not jumping in front of buses. They're not jumping out for bridges. They're finding a cardboard box and getting comfortable and say, well, I'll deal with this tomorrow. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
But you got people that got $2 and $3 million in the bank. Hallelujah. And something go wrong in their life, and it's over with for them. They done killed. They done took some pills. They done shot themselves in the head. They done hung themselves. They done jumped up, and they got money. Hallelujah. They got a roof over their head. So are we looking at what the woman of God was preaching on tonight? Are we looking at the wrong things? Hallelujah, and desiring the wrong things, thinking that's what happiness is. Hallelujah, thinking that's what joy is, thinking that's what peace is. When that homeless man has more peace than that rich man does. Hallelujah, praise God. It's just like what Jesus told the story of Lazarus and the rich man. The rich man died and was buried. Hallelujah. But Lazarus, who was had the dogs licked his wounds, he begged for the bread out the trash can. Hallelujah. He ended up in a place of honor next to Abraham. He had the peace of God with him the whole time. Hallelujah. Despite his situation. See, some of us done passed up. Oh, Lord, have mercy, Lord. I ain't want to go there. But the Lord says some of us done passed up who we were supposed to be with. Because you didn't like how she looked, or you didn't like how he looked, you didn't like how much money he made, or how much money she made. They ain't got nothing going. So maybe they need to do something with their hair every once in a while. You ain't like something about them. And because you went off of what you saw, even though you say you walk by faith and not by sight, you still went by what you saw. Hallelujah, and passed up, amen, what God had for you. Some of y'all have passed up a job that God had for you because the starting pay was too low or the position didn't have a big enough title for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. You done passed up ministries. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, because they didn't give you enough power, that you didn't have enough authority, you didn't have enough say so. It was either your way or the highway, and you felt like God was telling you it's got to be your way when it's really was supposed to be His way. Hallelujah. Amen. And you delayed yourself. I didn't say you denied yourself. I say you have delayed yourself from what God has for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I always remember, delay don't mean deny. This just means you delayed yourself, not nobody else. Hallelujah. Not Uncle Ray Ray or Sister Johnson. Praise God. You delayed yourself. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But God, luckily we have a God that'll reroute you. Hallelujah. He's like your GPS. If you make a wrong turn, He'll reroute you. It's going to take a little longer. But like the Bible says, if you write the vision down and make it plain, hallelujah, on tonight. If you write it down and make it plain, I will, amen, find that wife. I will find that husband. I will, amen, get that ministry that God promised me. I will get that career, hallelujah, that God promised me. I will walk in the blessing, hallelujah, that God has shown me. Praise God. If I write it down, make it plain, the vision shall come to pass at its appointed time. Hallelujah. When is that appointed time? When you stop doubting what God has for you, and when you stop going off of what you see. Hallelujah. When you stop looking for it, hallelujah, with your eyes and start seeking it with your heart. Hallelujah. Praise God. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. The phone line is still open. Do we have any more testimonies, any more prayer requests on tonight? Any more comments for the woman of God on tonight?
Elder, it's me, Jennifer. May I say something if it's okay?
Amen.
I'm going to personalize it. And Valencia is my witness. Women are as worse as men. The guy, my soon-to-be husband, I love the part you say delay. He delayed himself. He wanted to have his cake and eat it too. And I'm being honest. And there was a woman that knocked at my door claiming a man that was never hers. But I spoke to her, you know, her man, but the Lord knows. It's just sometimes you do as much as you can for a person that, you know, God knows my heart. And like I said, he was never my type, and I'm not going to lie. The Lord knows I'm telling the truth. But that's not the point. You know, the heart does. But the lifestyle he lived, I guess, a player, whatever, you know, despite I was sheltered all my life, it doesn't matter. But I just feel like when God plays good people in your life, you know, like he was chasing chicken heads, whatever. I didn't know what that word meant. Valencia had to break it down to me. But anyway, like some women had the audacity. You know, she literally knocked at my door. And, like, I couldn't believe it. And I had to ask her, excuse me, am I sleeping with your husband? Like, what's wrong with you? And long story short, I had to go to God. God, okay, you tell me this man is my husband. But what I'm trying to say is the truth came out. Just like me saying, if I had two men and I was home, I would have been exposed by God. The Lord has no respect of a person. You know, like he says, the Lord says, I would not withhold any good things from you, those that walk right before me. Some men, I'm no offense, not just men, people, both parties. You have something good. Like, I mean, the flesh is real, but, you know, at the same talking, you know, these women, it's like I had to literally tell them, you nasty. And I'm being honest, I haven't slept with him in a whole year and a half. And the Lord knows, he better show me some HIV testing. I, you know, I'm just being real. And me, I'm not ashamed of everything that I've been through with this man. Like, dude, like, when are you going to grow up? I mean, he finally realized that now. But you had this woman knock at my door. I mean, I'm not saying it was him, but, like, are you serious? She lives. You really want to laugh? Nah, I'm being honest. She lives near me. Like, are you serious? But I'll leave that alone. I mean, the truth hurts, but like I said, I'm speaking on my truth. I'm not ashamed, like I always said. You know, that's why I said, I love that part, delay. He was delaying his own. And then, you know, most of these women he was messing with, I'm not going to say anything. If you don't have nothing nice to say, you just hold your peace. I mean, I'm sorry. the pussy was not that good. Obviously, the minute he knew I find out, he cut all of them off. I'll leave that alone. God bless you, Elder.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Do we have any more comments on the line on tonight? Amen. Amen. Well, we thank God. Amen. For the word on tonight. Amen. Praise. Oh, hold on. I got one more call out here. Amen. Praise God. The phone lines are open. Do we have another call on the line on tonight? Amen, amen. Well, we truly thank God for each and every person who called in tonight, everybody who tuned in. Hallelujah. On tonight, we have truly had a blessed time in the Lord. Praise God. And go, amen, watch that movie. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's probably on Netflix or hallelujah, amen, or Hulu. Amen. Praise God. It's called Perfect. Amen. Came out in 1985. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we thank God for the woman of God on tonight, Sister Valencia Scott, who brought forth that word of God on tonight. Amen. And we will be back online on Sunday night with another word from the Lord. Praise God. And we will be back next Thursday night once again with Sister Valencia Scott bringing forth the word of God the way the Lord gives it to her. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I look forward to next Thursday night. And if we don't have any other testimonies, any more prayer requests on tonight?
I have a prayer request. I just need strength.
Thank you. Amen. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for each and every person who has called in on tonight, everybody who has tuned in on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for the woman of God, Lord, and we ask that you continue to strengthen her. Hallelujah. She walks with you, Lord. Give her the strength to endure. Hallelujah. Each and every conquest that you have her way. Hallelujah. Every trial that comes her way, Lord. Hallelujah. Give her strength to endure and to carry on. Hallelujah. Amen. You said in your word, hallelujah, the prize doesn't go to the one who is the fastest or the swiftest, but the one who endures to the end. Hallelujah. So we ask that you give her strength, Lord, to endure to the end, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for Sister Jennifer on tonight. We ask that you continue molding her and shaping her, Lord. Hallelujah. Continue working in her life, Lord. Hallelujah. And we thank you for each and everything that you are doing in her life. Hallelujah. We thank you for the blessings that you are raining in her life. Hallelujah. And we magnify you for it on tonight. Continue blessing Brother Darrell on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Continue blessing his family. Hallelujah. And his children and his children's children and his children's children's children on tonight. Help them all, hallelujah, to come to the pathway of the righteous, Lord. Hallelujah. The straight and narrow. Hallelujah. Help them to come to you, Lord. Hallelujah. And we thank you on tonight. Praise God. Thank you for First Lady on tonight. Hallelujah. Continue working in her family, Lord. Touch each and every one of her family members on tonight. Hallelujah. And continue a great work in her. Hallelujah. And I thank you for everything that you are doing in my life, Lord, and my children's lives, Lord, and everything that you have done that we have yet to see, that we have yet to experience, because the eyes have not heard. Hallelujah. And eyes have not seen, hallelujah, the promises that you have for us, Lord. And we thank you on tonight. We praise you for it on tonight. We magnify you, Lord, that you made us perfect in your image. You made us perfect in your way, that before you formed us in our mother's belly, Lord, that you knew us. You ordained us. Hallelujah, Lord. You predestined us, Lord, and we thank you for that all tonight. We praise you for that all tonight. Hallelujah. And we pray these things in your son Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. and amen. And we've been praying, hallelujah, that the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of us until we all come back together again. On behalf of First Lady and myself, we love each and every last one of y'all. And don't forget, like I always say, to say your prayer and just see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Hallelujah. On behalf of First Lady and myself, we love y'all. We'll see y'all next time on the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide. And we uncensored. Y'all have a blessed night.
Here we go. I don't think they ready though. It's like, what? You want to do right, but things keep going wrong. Something about the name Jesus, it ain't just a song. Just keep calling on him, I promise it won't be long. To all your worries and your problems, they all'll be gone. You say you're trying, well I tell you try harder. His grace is sufficient, ain't no telling what the Lord'll do. You need him in your life, the one and only Christ. He came, lived, and died, and paid a major sacrifice. So if you believe like I believe, eternal life you will achieve. Just lift him up, and then you'll see the windows of heaven opening and blessings pouring out. When you feel the spirit, you'll start to shout. When praises go up, blessings come down. When you're alone, he's still around. Now come on.
I was living in sin, till he came in my life.